The United States, supported by China, has introduced a draft resolution to the United Nations Security Council designed to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea following its latest nuclear test and missile launch. America's ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said North Korea must be held accountable for its actions.
These measures, again, in addition to over time changing the calculus of people in the regime, are going themselves to impede the ability of the North Korean regime to get access to funds, to get access to technology, to get access to nuclear know-how.
President Obama has said the planned cessation of hostilities in Syria is critical, warning all parties to the conflict that the world would be watching whether they kept their commitments. The truce is due to come into effect at midnight local time on Friday. Mr. Obama said it was a potential step in bringing an end to the chaos.
All parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments. The coming days will be critical, and the world will be watching. More broadly, this is going to be a test of whether the parties are truly committed to negotiations.
President Obama also said an end to the fighting in Syria was key to defeating the Islamic State group. He said IS had been hit hard by coalition airstrikes and ground offensive by Iraqi forces and Kurdish groups and had not mounted a single major offensive operation for months. The president also claimed its oil revenues had been reduced. The technology company Apple has asked a federal court in the United States to dismiss an earlier ruling to help the FBI unlock the iPhone of the Islamist gunman Syed Rizwan Farooq. Apple said the move violated its constitutional rights. The Department of Justice insisted all it was asking was for Apple to help enforce a search warrant. Ali Makbul reports.
First came a court ruling that sided with the American government, telling Apple it had to hack into a phone used by one of the extremists who carried out an attack in California last year in which 14 people were killed. Now Apple's response, that it won't comply with the ruling because it thinks the court was behaving unconstitutionally. The company says accessing data on the phone would mean creating new software to bypass encryption technology. That, Apple says, would ultimately weaken the security on iPhones all over the world.
A former Afghan provincial governor has been released 2 weeks after he was kidnapped in the Pakistani capital Islamabad. Fazlullah Wahidi had been handed over to Afghan embassy officials on Friday. Mr. Wahidi was close to the former Afghan president, Hamid Karzai. BBC News. The latest televised debate between the Republican presidential hopefuls is underway in Houston, Texas. It's the last such event before what's known as Super Tuesday, when contests for the party nominations will take place in 11 U.S. states. The businessman Donald Trump continues to lead the field by a wide margin after victories over his main rivals, the Texas and Florida Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, in the last three primaries. Police in the American state of Kansas say as many as three people have been killed and up to 20 others wounded in a shooting at an industrial site. The suspected gunman has been shot dead. Police said he was an employee at the company XL Industries, a mower manufacturer. A former Colombian paramilitary has been sentenced to more than 11 years in jail for the kidnap, rape and torture of an award-winning female journalist 16 years ago. Candice Piet reports.
Ginés Bedoya was 26 when she was abducted outside a prison in May 2000 while investigating the involvement of state officials and paramilitaries in arms trafficking. Her quest for justice has taken years, but she said she'd fought for all the women in Colombia and those of her colleagues who were unable to speak out against sexual violence. She still works as an investigative journalist, but because she still receives threats, she now has three bodyguards.
Candice Peart reporting. The Red Cross in El Salvador has boosted supplies in its blood bank thanks to heavy metal fans. The organisation offered VIP tickets to see the British band Iron Maiden's concert next month to those who gave blood. Hundreds of fans turned up and the queue went round the block. A spokesman said blood had been taken from 150 fans, even though there had been only 60 free tickets on offer. The Red Cross said a local telephone company had suggested the idea. BBC News.